So Hideo Yamato's Humongous manga is getting a live-action film adaptation on 2021. Now, this is an article that was found again on Anime News Network, and the premise of this manga is a psychological horror story that centers around a man who agrees to let a medical student drill a hole in his skull to pay his bills. As a result of the bizarre experiment, the man's sixth sense is awakened, and the side effects haunt his life, those of the people around him. So this is getting a live action film again. I know I report a lot of these live action film articles, and the reason why is because I try to keep track of these live action adaptations, because it's very important for us to know how are they going to improve this, how are they going to do it better. It's also important to read the original source material before you watch the live action film, so that completely confused. But again, I have a bit of optimism for live action, and I can see maybe that the Japanese crews can really put a good show on there. It's going to be a bit exaggerated, it's going to be made for a Japanese audience, but I do believe that American audiences will probably enjoy it as well. But again, we haven't seen it yet, we can't even say that. I get that a lot of companies are trying to get more live-action films out because they want the non-anime fans to see anime in a much more comfortable way, more where they can conceive it. A lot of people don't like or don't watch anime because it isn't as relatable as Scandal or as The Wire or as House of Cards, where they can actually put it in real life. So it's very important that if they want to do live action films, that they bring a sense of familiarity to the non-anime fans so that they can understand the story and understand what they're watching. But I look forward to seeing what Heelunculus can bring, and you guys stay here for more news on AMN Manga News. So this week on Kodansha's weekly Shonen magazine's official website announced this Thursday that they will be having a new manga called Jinkan. Now, Jinkan tells the story of a historical figure, Masaruka Hizaide, often portrayed as one of the most villainous figures in Japan's Sengoku period. The book tells that Masaruka's rise from poverty into one of the warlords competing for supremacy in Japan, until his eventual suicide after his defeat at the hands of Oda Nakabura. The novel was nominated for the Nakakoki Prize for Literature. So this is a bit of a dive into Japan's criminal history, and I think that it's really interesting to look into it. I've always liked historical manga because it really has already kind of an established story. It doesn't need to add things or to try things out. It kind of just has something that is going to be really easy to kind of follow. But there is a catch to this. A lot of times you get certain mangakais who get a little too creative and they'll get really inspired at the wrong times and they'll change things. Story, spice it up, or try to make it their own thing, and instead of following the path that has been set for them, and they think that they're doing something controversial, or they're, oh, I'm just an artist, I don't want to follow the rules, I want to be my own person, which is fine, you can be your own person, but the thing about it is, this is a historical event that happened in Japan's history, and it's a very important person. It seems that this person is similar to Al Capone. When America was going through Prohibition, if you don't know what that is, look it up. It's important to understand that if we were talking about Scarface or talking about any of the gangs in America and somebody misrepresented them, you know, it could possibly cause to misinformation, innocent people getting shot, kids believing certain people are part of these gangs when they're clearly not, and that's the risk that these manga guys can take. So it's very important to make sure that they're writing the right story, make sure that they're telling the facts, whether you agree with the facts or not, telling the facts as is. So, yeah, I look forward to seeing what this particular manga will bring to the table. And the cover is pretty abstract. I mean, it isn't the typical cover that you would see on a manga. It's very abstract. So I think that's a very good thing that will diversify it from a lot of other manga. But that's it for this news article. Again, this news article was on Anime News Network. I will have the link for you on Twitter as well as on Amino. And stay here for more news here on AMN Manga News. So Yen Press announced on Tuesday that it has licensed the New Japan Academy Senji Gokin Natsu Tsusana Monogatari manga, and it will be released in October. Now, this particular manga is based upon the New Japan Pro Wrestling League, and New Japan is very popular among Americans as well as Japanese, but really in the United States, New Japan is very well respected. So, Yen Press describes the manga, and this is an article from Anime News Network. But Yen Press describes the manga as it stars the stars of New Japan Wrestling as you've never seen them before. Teenager Tatsuya Nito is aiming for the top of the New Japan Academy. But in order to be the champion, he has to face formidable students like Rainmaker, Kusina Okada, and once-in-a-century talent, Hoshiri Tashini. Luckily for Nito, he has his boys in Logos Ingo Los Gobernantes de Japones on his side. No matter the odds, Nito's motto remains the same. Tranquilo, quiet. With the rise of the worldwide popularity of New Japan Wrestling, the manga New Japan Academy is high anticipated to release by many passionate fans of pro wrestling promotion and the stars within it. Now, the story is told in the point of view of Tatsuya Nito, one of the most popular wrestlers in the world due to his tenure in both New Japan Pro Wrestling and Conche Mondial de Lucha Libre, which is CMLL. Now, New Japan Academy shows fan-favorite wrestlers like they've never seen before. Now, New Japan Wrestling has given birth to a lot of many stars that some anime fans who are wrestling fans may know. AJ Styles came from New Japan Wrestling. The Painmaker, Chris Jericho, came from New Japan. He was originally from WWE, but he went to New Japan and came back into AWE. So, a lot of wrestlers have gone to New Japan, really worked on their craft, really worked on their persona, and then came back better than ever. So, it's important to really look at the wrestling industry as a whole, and really look at it as, you know, what brands and what things are going to show good storylines, good characters. And I think with the fantasy of manga, it will really bring home the characters and the wrestling moves. You know, we looked at Ultimate Muscle or the Kaneko League, if it's called in its manga. It's one of those wrestling mangas that really goes in the fanatical versus Tiger Mask, that was really all about, like, you know, technical prowess, a lot of move sets, a very compelling story. So I hope that this is going to be a good manga. I'm actually excited for October because there's going to be so much stuff that's going to be coming out soon, and I can't wait to see what this manga has in store for its not only wrestling fans, but also the manga fans. And this is an opportunity to bring some of those wrestling fans who weren't into manga, they really went into that stuff. You can introduce them through this and say, hey, what about, you know, what about reading Ultimate Muscle or reading Tiger Mask, and really looking at those type of mangas, because those are wrestling as well, and that will really bring them into a place where they can actually talk about these things and have a place of their own to kind of not only like manga and anime, but also really express their love for wrestling as well. So I'm very excited, but what do you guys think? Are you excited for this new Japan Academy manga, or are you guys a little bit skeptical about, you know, wrestling and manga being fused together? Let me know your thoughts on Twitter, and I thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you guys next week. Until then, this is He-Man 493 for AMN Manga News. See you guys later. So this was an article that was found on Anime News Network. Now, Okedo is a manga creator that was very famous for creating the Monster Musume series, which eventually became Monster Musume in the anime. But on Twitter on this Sunday, he had to explain that the other manga he was doing, 12 Beasts, has been canceled. Now, Okedo explained that there are many reasons for the manga's cancellation. In the article, it says that he recounted the incident of his editor asking him, when is the last chapter of Monster Musume? Now, Okedo was taking some time to recover his mental health, and you know a lot about how manga industries or anime industries really push their creators to the brink of insanity. It's almost like crunch time when you look at the developers in the video game industry here in America. So Okedo felt at the time that the editor had been asking him to quickly finish Monster Musume, even though the editor wasn't trying to pressure him or trying to force him to get things done. He was just reminding him, hey, you haven't really taken care of this. Could you please maybe think about taking care of this before you leave or before you get too deep into your time off? Now, Okedo mentioned that he couldn't really be sure, and it made him anxious and unable to draw. Now, Okedo acknowledged that it was not a good idea to leave work and half-finished, as many of our parents told us, do not do half work, always finish what you start. But he reached a mental state where he was unable to draw. He added that he was floating the idea of canceling 12 Beasts to his editor. The editor did not even suggest that the manga only go on hiatus, so Okedo felt that the manga was truly being treated as already canceled, and he lost the motivation to continue. So this is just a case of a person losing the inspiration, but also being overworked. There is a lot of things that go with creating our favorite mangas and anime. It's a lot of dedication, a lot of time that is dedicated to doing what we love to read. And it's important for us to show our appreciation to these creators and really give them their love and support, because they can't get chapters out as quickly as we want them to. As I know, we want to continue to read the story, and we want to know what happens next, but we have to give these people time to rest their minds, spend time with their families, get their affairs in order. Some of them might have to pay bills, some of them might have to go see a loved one. It's very important that we give them that time. And for Okedo's case, it was where he recognized he was not in the right mental state for him to be continuing his manga series. And I'm very glad that he recognized that and was able to fix that. So yeah, this manga is done. And just a brief summary of what the manga was. This manga was published by Seven Seas Entertainment, and the plot is three things you should know about Toga Ita, a second-year high school student and the heir of the tough-style ninjutsu dojo. First, he really, really loved video games. Second, when given a choice between heroics and saving his own skin, he will always choose the latter. Third, he never so much wants the girl. All these changes, with a voluptuous girl with wings and talent feet named Arrow appears and calls to Ita to help save her people, the Harpies of Reverse, from the merciless onslaught of giant robot monsters known as Gigas. Ita's will follow his newfound Harpy friend into a whole new world filled with monster girls and fantastical creatures beyond his wildest dreams. And this is a typical manga that we've seen in a lot of the industry. It's kind of following the monster Musume feel to it. You know, single guy now is going to fall in love with a bunch of monster girls. But it's a shame because this could have been maybe something really good. And I was always seeing 12 Beasts, and I really didn't take the chance to read it. But that's just what happens when you push people to their limit and they no longer have the inspiration or the energy or the time to really put their work in. So it's very important to give them some love and support and try to tell them, hey, it's okay, we respect you. And this is also a lesson for many other mangakais that are coming out there. Manga, take your time with your creations. You do not have to do everything in one day. It's important and imperative that you take your time. And trust me, the more you take your time, the better off your manga will be and your mental health. So that is it for this article and news segment. And you guys stay here for more news here on AMN Manga News.